Hi there, is that Dara?
Yes, it is.
This is Christy Dehaven from Manx Radio. Can you talk for a second?
Yeah, I can. We're just on the beach right now.
Amazing. Well, it's good timing then, because I don't know if you're aware, but I had a message in from your mum, who's very proud of you.
Oh, right, yeah. She did tell me.
Yeah, so she said that you and 11 of your friends are basically doing the Radnofol and raising money for Man in Cancer. So, I mean, you started at 6 o'clock on Monday, didn't you? Monday morning, from the sound.
Yeah.
Where are you now?
We're just approaching Ramsey.
You have made some really good progress. That's incredible. So,
yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah, so who's there with you then?
So it's me and 12 of our friends, so just 16 years old.
How did all this come about? Whose idea was it?
Well, last year we'd done half of the island from the sand to the point of air, but then we just thought that we were going to do it anyway, so we thought we'd do it for a good cause.
So how has the journey been so far? Because it is a pretty hot and sunburny time to be doing the Radnofallen, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of sunburn. The first day was pretty tough. We'd done 37 miles up to Glenwillan. Today's been okay. We passed halfway, but we've got to try and do Laxey to the Sand tomorrow, but I'm not sure if we'll make that. We might stop off in Ballasalla.
But I believe you're carrying all your camping gear and everything with you as well. It must be such tough going.
Yeah, it's pretty tough on the legs. It's probably about 15 kilo each of us have got on our back.
Oh, and so whereabouts have you been staying each evening?
We stayed at Glenwillan on the first night. Second night we stayed in one of the lads' auntie's field, and we're doing the same again today.
This isn't how you've been fundraising before this, haven't you? It's not the first bit of fundraising you've done for Man in Cancer. She said you've been out with buckets and everything as well. Tell me about that.
So before, like, probably a couple of months before the hike, we've gone around with buckets and sum-up machines and QR codes just to raise money.
But that must have been, was that about the same time as you were doing your GCSEs as well?
Yeah, so we'd go into like Douglas City Centre and just walk around with buckets.
So I think your mum said you've raised over 3,000 so far. How much are you hoping to raise?
Well, the goal was 3,000, but as we came over it before the walk, I'm just trying to get as much as possible. I mean, I'm probably reaching near enough 4,000 now.
That's incredible. So you're just going to sort of keep it open-ended and see how far it goes?
Yeah, we're still advertising it. Like, we've spoke to people on the way. There's not really many people up here, though.
So how can people actually support what you're doing? How can they help you raise this money?
So we've got Russian Ramblers. It's on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. And we've got our link to our GoFundMe in the bio of each account.
It sounds like you like a bit of a challenge, you lot. I'm guessing this isn't necessarily going to be your last one. What are your plans after this?
Well, I don't know if we're going to go across or just do it again, like the other way.
What, or go back along the Radnofallen, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I think it's amazing what you're doing. And one of the things your mum said, which I think is fair, is that it seems like, you know, there can be a lot of negativity about young people. But I think that seems pretty unfair considering what you guys are doing. So well done for it. And just remind us again sort of where you are now and where you're going to be over the next 24 hours so that people can keep a lookout for you.
So we're coming up to Ramsey now, probably in the next half an hour. And then we're going to try and get to Laxey today. And that should be the sound in the next couple of days.
Excellent. And you're hoping to finish when?
Thursday or Friday. Most likely Friday.
Okay. Well, we wish you all the best. We'll keep us posted and let us know how you get on.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for talking to us and taking the time out. And all the very best with it, Dara.
Thank you very much. Bye.